What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Hey there, Quajo here, and welcome back to another episode where we're going to talk about, do you know how much your launch leads are worth? The two metrics you must know when you're running Facebook ads to your launch so that you can determine what is working and what's not working. Last week, I talked about separating traffic in your launch funnel. A link to that episode is in the show notes below. You have to be able to separate your Facebook ads traffic from your organic traffic in order to decide how much leads from each of those traffic sources is worth. And before we get into the meat of this episode, if you don't know me, hi, my name's Quajo. I am a Facebook ads manager and your strategy partner. And all that means is if you're an online course creator, I got a lot of experience consulting and advising clients who are also online course creators like you. I've been doing it for the past 3-ish years inside of a high-end group coaching program and mastermind, and then also for the past year inside of my own business, which is the one that I run right now. So this is a problem that my clients and previous clients that I've coached often have. I will ask them, okay, well, they come to me wanting to improve their launches, make their launches convert better, convert more leads into sales, or just make a lot more money from their launches. And I'll say, okay, well, let's start at the basics. You know, do you run Facebook ads traffic? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, great. So you got organic traffic, Facebook ads traffic, or maybe you have another ad source of traffic. Of course, being a Facebook ads manager, I am partial to Facebook ads. But the point is inevitably, I will ask the next question. And usually I get that smile, nervous smile, kind of like a deer in headlights because they're not doing it. And don't feel bad if this is you. Now you know, and you can do it, and it will help your business greatly. But I ask, so are your leads separate? And they're like, no, I don't separately track my Facebook ads traffic from my organic traffic. I'm like, well, then how do we know how much your Facebook leads are worth to your business? And how do we know how much your organic leads? And, you know, I usually also ask them, well, what's your earnings per lead? That's the one metric that you need to know. And what's your cost per lead? That's the other metric that you need to know to troubleshoot your launch and make it make more. And they're just not sure. So let's walk through what this means, okay? I had a client, was talking with her. She's launched 5 times to a program that's about $4,000. And she's looking to improve her launch. And I ask her that question, how much did you make the last launch? You know, or on average, how much do you make a launch? And on average, how much is your cost per lead? Because I know she runs Facebook ads because she told me. And she didn't know. So as long as you separated those leads out in 2 separate funnels, here's how you calculate your cost per lead and your earnings per lead. Let me say something. I don't think I introduced myself other than, yes, this is what I do and this is my business. But if my voice is brand new to you, I'm the new host of The Art of Online Business. And you can find out in the show notes below, there's a link to 2 episodes. One episode is where Rick is talking about where he is going, or by now, where he has gone, where he went, and all the exciting stuff he is into. And then the other episode is where Rick is interviewing me, and you get to know a little bit more about me and why I was in China for 12 years and how I got stranded in Mexico during a quick vacation from China. with two kids and my wife and one check-in luggage right at the beginning of the pandemic, and that turned into the rest of my life being here in Mexico. It's been now like 3 years, 3.5 years, 4 years at the recording of this video, or at the time of the recording of this video and audio podcast. By the way, there is a wonderful YouTube channel that's the same podcast, but you can see what I'm talking about when I have Funnel Fix Fridays, which are the Fridays that I dive into a funnel and kind of outline how I would fix it and improve it and give you applicable tips that you can apply to your own business. Plus, you can see the people I'm interviewing and all of our expressions, and it's kind of cool if you like that sort of thing. The link is in the descriptions below. So how do you calculate your cost per lead? It also goes by CPL, and I might say that in the rest of this podcast to save my mouth muscles from doing so much mouthing. And how you calculate that is your total ad spend divided by your total number of leads. And then you arrive at how much money you spent per lead to get them into your launch. And that is your cost per lead. Once you've established your cost per lead, you will want to know your earnings per lead. And this number gets way more interesting if you, another plug for the previous episode, link in the descriptions below, if you separated out your funnels. So earnings per lead is total revenue divided by your total number of leads. If you did not separate out your funnels from ads and organic traffic separate, then you might only have one number, your earnings per all your leads, you know? And if you did separate the funnels, then you can take the amount of ad spend you had and divide that by the number of Facebook ad leads, and that's your earnings per lead. Now that you got these two metrics, you take your earnings per lead, which should be, if you're looking at the video, a high number, and you subtract your cost per lead from it, which should be a lower number, your cost per lead, and that leaves you with your profit per lead. Now, what are you going to do? There's a couple of scenarios that could happen here. Like I was saying, maybe your Facebook ad leads, maybe you realize that your profit for your Facebook ad leads is actually super high, like way higher than your profit for your organic leads. Or just you realize your Facebook ad leads are quite profitable, like $20 on profit per lead. And you're like, oh, shoot, I wish I had known that 5 Facebook ad leads fueled launches ago. I could have spent more money on my Facebook ads and just printed money. Well, now you know, and you can go do that. Let's say that maybe your organic leads are actually the most profitable, which is quite often the case. Quite a bit more profitable than your Facebook ad leads. And so you decide, like one of my previous clients, let's focus more on organic leads in the launch, and then we'll just run a lot more of the Facebook ads budget to a lead magnet that grows the email list in between launches. And then the email list does its job of nurturing those leads in between launches, and then they're quite warm and definitely organic leads at the time of the beginning of the launch. See, those decisions are the ones that can improve revenue in your business, but you don't know until you start measuring. So there's also some other things that you can do, but maybe you have a different scenario where, okay, yeah, you had a lot of profit per lead, so let's get those more leads for you. But what if you only had a little bit of profit per lead for your Facebook ad leads or even your organic leads? Well, what can you do to increase that gap between the cost per lead down here and the earnings per lead up there? Well, here's a big old list of things you can do. I think that there's like 8 things on the list. You could manage your ads better to lower your cost per lead. If you have a business that has lots of revenue, let's say over $300,000 of revenue, gross revenue every year, you probably can hire a Facebook ads manager like me and have a Facebook ads manager manage your leads or manage your ads for you, thus reducing the time that you spend and the mistakes that you could make within Facebook ads, right? Or you could even just book an hour strategy call with me and have me look at your ads. But still, lower your ad cost per lead, okay? You could also go to your landing page where people are opting in and switch up your landing page, move the elements around, improve your messaging, make your landing page opt-in buttons brighter, right? Work on the landing page design. You could increase your opt-in rate there. More people opting in means that you have more leads, And then your cost per lead goes down, and that gap between cost per lead and earnings per lead expands. Okay, what about improving your webinar? The way you structure your webinar, the way you, instead of just having a webinar that teaches, move it more towards a webinar that helps people make decisions. That is going to be another episode on this podcast, easily digestible, by the way, and understandable. So your webinar will convert better so that your earnings per lead increases, okay? Because more people are buying what you are selling. What about improving your email sequence so that it can do a better job of selling, taking people out of the email into the sales page, right? What about improving the messaging, not just in your email, but on your sales page and structuring your sales page better? Did you know there's like 13 components that every sales page should have? Not every sales page has all of them, but what I've noticed in really good sales pages is that they tend to have these 13 components. And this is not something I came up with. This is something that another lady, I'll link to her episode in the show notes below too, named Brittany McBean, taught me back when I was working with Rick inside of his coaching program. But man, oh man, or woman, oh woman, when you see these components, you're like, oh wow, okay, I can just go and do those to my sales page. Awesome. So you could improve your checkout page for it converts better. So it converts better. You could also add on an order bump, meaning on the checkout page, in those little dotted square lines that form a square under right above the purchase, where you can toggle on this thing to purchase that other thing that costs like $17 to $27. You could add one of those, right? An order bump would be something that you could offer that could achieve an outcome, the outcome that your customer is buying your core offer for. An order bump would help them achieve that outcome more easily or more quickly. You could also add an upsell. And that upsell would be the next logical offer that you have that the purchaser would want down the line, but why not give it to them right away for like a little discount or no discount? Or maybe it's a cross sell to something else that they should get. Those are some things that you could do to either lower your cost per lead or increase your cost per lead. I will stop here, and I'm sure you might have some questions. So my Instagram, which is right there, you can DM me there and we can continue the conversation, not in like a consulting way, but you can ask some questions and I might point you in the right direction, or I might just take your question and make it into another Funnel Fix Friday episode. Until the next time you hear me or see me, be blessed. Take care and goodbye.